This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise
to you, Christ. Please be seated. It's a phone call I will not forget. It was my freshman year at USC, and occasionally, from time to time, I was not very good about this, but from time to time, I would call home to catch up with my family. Like every other call I made, my fingers dialed the familiar digits of my parents' phone number, and I held the receiver up to my ear, waiting to see which of my family members would answer. As soon as I heard the ringing end and the deep, rich timbre of the voice, I instantly pictured my dad on the other end of the line. "Hello," he said. "Hi, how are you?" I asked, which was my usual first question, knowing that I wouldn't have to identify myself because the person on the other end would be able to know my voice. Which is where the call went awry. Because as the person on the other end of the phone started to answer that question, I realized that he sounded different. Was my dad sick? Or maybe something was wrong? I began to wonder. But the answer to my question was mundane and normal enough that I figured that couldn't be it. So I just kept listening, trying to sort out what could be going on. When I realized that I didn't know if it was my dad on the other end of the line, it dawned on me that it could be my brother. My brother, who had always sounded distinctly different from my dad because he had a higher pitched voice. My brother, who was firmly entrenched in puberty and whose voice was scheduled to reach that lower register at any point. And I realized while I was listening to the man on the other end of the phone that I hadn't heard my brother's voice in several weeks, and that it could indeed be him. Or it could still be my dad. I really wasn't sure. It was then that I realized also how embarrassed I would be to admit to the person on the other end that I did not recognize his voice, especially if it was somebody who I had either known his entire life or had known me my entire life, and when he clearly recognized my voice, which is, I think, sometimes very much like how we experience Jesus. We find ourselves talking with Jesus, unable to discern if it is he who is speaking, or if it's only the sound of our own wishes, our own desires, or our own thoughts disguised as Jesus. Sometimes it seems as if we speak our prayers into nothingness, unable to hear Jesus' voice in reply, or even remember what he sounds like. Occasionally we will hear it, but because it has been a while, we aren't able to discern if there's a change in Jesus' voice or if we're speaking to somebody else entirely. Sometimes it leads to the realization of how embarrassing it is we can't distinguish Jesus' voice from the others. Especially when we read this section of John, which seems to allude to us otherwise. Jesus says, "The one who enters by the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep hear his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has brought out all his own, he goes ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice." Jesus and John makes it seem that we should know Jesus' voice as intimately as we know our own. The sheep follow him because they know his voice. But I think it's not always that easy. Sometimes it's difficult to know who is speaking, even if we think that we should know. But no matter how long we failed to pay attention, no matter how long we've been caught up in our own stuff, or how long it's been since we've heard Jesus' voice, Jesus is still speaking. He is still leading us out and going ahead of us, protecting us so that we may have life, teaching us how to live. through prayer and daily scripture reading, you start to hear the nuances of Jesus' voice. The softness of his voice when you are tender and vulnerable, but also the harsh exclamation when you are starting to venture off toward the cliffs of greed, fear, and injustice. When you come here to worship together, to hear the word and to eat at the table together, you'll be reminded that you are part of one flock, that we all have one shepherd. A shepherd who knows you by name and calls it when he wants your attention. A shepherd who will let you fail and let you know your own mortality, but also will never leave you alone in it. And remind you that death does not have the final word. He's a shepherd who loves you enough to lay down his own life for you and the rest of the flock, even though you are merely a sheep. Occasionally, it just takes some time to recognize that voice that is speaking to you. It took some more specific questions on my part to realize that my brother's voice had indeed dropped, and that he sounded very similar to my dad. But the more that we talked, the more I could differentiate between the two of them, picking out who had answered the phone. So it is with Jesus. The more we listen, the more we know his voice apart from the rest of the world, apart from the thieves and the bandits who wish to steal us away. So as Jesus says, the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and have it abundantly. Jesus is still speaking creation into nothingness and dust, speaking life into death and love and a world full of hate, speaking so that the sheep know where to find life, speaking through excruciating pain, but also with great love. Speaking through the ashen cross that was on your forehead on Ash Wednesday, reminding you that you will die just like everybody else. But also speaking all the way through the empty tomb of Easter as a statement that God has the final say in this world. Today, tomorrow, and always.